אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום, I'm Oren Thaler and I'm a teacher at Emmanuel School. I've been living in Australia in the last 4 years and I'm also doing my master's thesis in peace and conflict studies, specializing in the Arab-Israeli conflict.
Oren, today I would like to talk to you about the election. Tomorrow, Monday, March 2nd, for the third time in the past 12 months, Israelis will be voting in a national election. What do you expect?
The last two rounds of this election have kind of gave us pretty good estimate on what this round is going to look like, and it doesn't look like there's going to be major movement in comparison to the previous two rounds. What is expected by the polls is that the results are going to be very similar to the ones before.
So what will be different this time? I mean, nobody wants to go to a fourth election. If we're going to have the same sort of results, who is going to compromise? What will happen?
Just before the previous election, everyone said that no one wants to go to a third election, and it was pretty clear that it's not going to a third election, and we find ourselves here in a third election, in a third round. So what's to say we're not going to go to a fourth one? But I think this time it's even clearer, and I will my bet on the fact that there will not be a fourth election, because enough people have enough reasons to finalize this and create a coalition, because enough actors have things to lose if we go for a fourth election.
Who do you think is going to compromise?
Let's look at the different actors. So we have the main actor is still Netanyahu, and Netanyahu is in a situation that he cannot compromise. So he's with his back to the wall. If you want to look at it metaphorically, he's like a bit like a wounded animal with its back to the wall. He cannot lose, and therefore he cannot compromise. He has to maintain his demands on being the prime minister, or at least the first prime minister, in any coalition that is formed.
If there is a rotation with blue and white.
Yeah, so if there is a national unity government with blue and white, he will demand to be the first one in the rotation. And that is for the reason that he has to be in a better status, favorable status, when the trial comes, so he can maybe get a better compromise or a better settlement instead of a trial. So he can come to the trial from a better position rather than from as a civilian. So Netanyahu cannot compromise. That means the ones that must compromise are all the others. And if we see that the situation, that the results are the same, the others will be either Kahol Lavan will have to compromise, blue and white party, or Liberman, which is the Israel Beiteinu party, who, and every one of them will be able to justify their compromise to their voters. Also others that will have to compromise, but I think these two are the ones that will compromise first in order to build a national unity government with Netanyahu as the first prime minister.
So if Liberman goes with Netanyahu, Netanyahu doesn't even need blue and white. And do you think that Liberman will give up his position about the religious party?
That could be a possibility, yes. Liberman has enough to gain from going to a coalition with Netanyahu still. He will get a major position, a major ministry. He has already shown his, principles in the last two elections, and now he can always say, I did my best. The situation is such that no one wants to go to a fourth election, and therefore I have to compromise, but I will fight from within. That's easy enough to kind of an easy narrative to present to his voters, who are anyhow mainly right-wing voters, in a majority, right-wing voters.
And Kahol Lavan, what sort of compromise they can offer?
So Kahol Lavan have promised that they will not go with Netanyahu, or they will not allow Netanyahu to be the prime minister now that he's been indicted, but they will have to also compromise and say, we tried, but the best of the country is, standing in front of our eyes, and we do not want to go to a fourth election and destabilize the whole democracy. So we have to compromise and allow that, and they will probably do that.
And what happened to the left bloc. Who is in the left bloc now?
So that is a major, a very important thing. The left bloc is Kahol Lavan and Ha'avoda, the Labor Party, and Meretz, plus the Arabs. Now the Arabs are a very interesting part that is not being talked about enough. The Arabs are part of the left bloc, but they're not really, because the Arabs are not a potential to be in any coalition. So even if the Kahol Lavan potentially have a 61 seat majority, so a one seat, let's say a one seat majority with the Arabs, that doesn't count because the Arabs are not part of the game. That's for two reasons, because that first of all, some of the Arab parties are not considered Zionist parties and are even anti-Zionist in many ways. And the mainstream of Israel, the mainstream Jewish population, will not have that in a coalition. But that's also because the Arabs are not willing to make the compromise and not willing to extend their hand to a mainstream, even leftist coalition who is Zionist. So, but the Arab sector is going through very, very interesting changes, because the Arab population is going through an what you would call Israelization process, where a large percentage of the Arab population wants to be part of the country and wants to be part of the political game, but still no party is really representing that sector in the right way. And that's why they're voting for the Arab parties, which is the Arab list, but they're too ideological for the majority of the Arab population, who is much, much more pragmatic and less ideological than its representatives.
So if I'll give you a crystal ball, what would you see tomorrow?
For tomorrow's results, I will probably, no one is a prophet, but the assumption is the same, kind of the same result, we will see the same result as last time. Of course, anything can happen, and suddenly two seats go this way, two seats go that way. But even if that will happen, the blocks will remain under 61 if we don't count Lieberman. And then the coalition making will be what decides that the final result, and we will only see that in a few weeks' time. So only in the next month and a half, we will see the real result of the election. It's very hard to determine the result of the election by just the voting, because the coalition building process will be what makes the difference this time.
We're talking to Oren Tala, research student at Sydney University, Peace and Conflict Studies, and a high school teacher at the Emmanuel School. And you're listening to Shalom Australia, SBS Radio with Nitza Lowenstein. Oren Tala, thank you so much. And we'll talk after the elections and we'll analyze the results again. Thank you.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.